Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening is joining us on the line now as the head wrestling coach of the Clarion Goldfield Downs Cowboys. Corey Yoder joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet, Quinn. I hope you have a great Christmas.
Absolutely. And as we take a look at your team, since the last time we talked after that Cliff Keen Invitational back at the start of December, it's been a little tough for your team to get dual action, at least during the week with the way the weather has gone. But since then, you guys had the Keith Bry Invitational as well as the Dan Gable Museum Battle of Waterloo as well. A couple of very high-level tournaments that your teams did exceptionally well in to close out the 2025 portion of the slate. And just when you look at your team, was able to perform in that Keith Bry Invitational and then the Battle of Waterloo, just what are some things that stood out to you about some of the strides your team has made since the beginning of the season, even since the Cliff Keen Invitational?
Yeah, Quinn, Keith Bry Invitational was a good tournament for us. Our kids got back to work. We did a great job finishing 8 points behind Don Bosco, who we did end up wrestling in the championship round of the Battle of Waterloo and lost to them by one in the duel. Kids, we had, I think it was almost a Don Bosco versus Clarion Goldfield final. I think only Osage had one other finalist. I think all the other matches were Don Bosco versus Clarion Goldfield Dow. So our kids wrestled really, really well that day. We finished second. We had a lot of, I think we had seven champs and one runner-up that day. So we had a great day to Keith Fry. Then coming back to the Battle of Waterloo, you know, shorthanded without Rylan Morgan as well. He had knee surgery the Monday after a cooking invitation, so we do not have him as of now until sometime this weekend. But we went to the Battle of Waterloo and won our bracket without Ryland. So our kids did a great job of stepping up. We beat Charles City pretty handily. Then we had a tough meet against one of my best friends who's a coach there, Jack Wignall, and Anke beat them 41-31, and then beat Pleasant Valley 37-31 in the championship to get to the championship pool, where we ran into some buzzsaws and number one Southeast Polk, who we did wrestle really well against. They beat us 46-23. Is a lot better than last year, Quinn. They beat us 70-3 last year, 70-4. And then we came back and lost to number two ranked team, Indianola. So we've seen some great competition, and our kids are ready to get back to action. Like you said just a little bit ago, we haven't had any dual meets in our conference because of the weather, and that will change tomorrow night as we travel to Webster City to take on the Lynx and the Hampton-Dumont Cal Bulldogs.
And you mentioned about Rylan Morgan, obviously out with that surgery he had after the Cliff Keen Invitational, and guys having to step up, and I think that was a big part, especially a bracket, the bracket action you talked about, Battle of Waterloo. Guys like Adam Hodson is somebody that had a couple real nice wins in that Battle of Waterloo tournament as well, and that's something that can really separate, you know, good teams from great teams in wrestling, is having those backups ready to go at a moment's notice. And, you know, I'm sure there's a bunch of other guys as well that fit that mold of backups that have been called upon to step up in big moments. And just what can you say about some of those guys that have been able to step up and provide a spark when needed, if somebody's out with an injury or someone's ill, so on and so forth? What can you say about the depth of this team, especially with those backups coming in and stepping up and making things happen when they need to?
Yeah, we finally got Ryan Hartwig back in the lineup too, Quinn, at the Keith Ryan Church, so that helped our lineup big time. And as you just said, Adam Hodson came through. He was the hero of that meet against Pleasant Valley. You know, we took a chance, and we moved Colin Sesker up to 75, but we needed to have Adam Hodson win with Dawson Byer getting upset at 157. We took a chance, and I listened to Coach Morgan, and he said, let's put him out there, and he got a big pin, and that secured the meet for us because Colin went out there and got a pin as well. That secured the meet for us. So we have so much depth this year, Quinn, which helps us if somebody gets hurt, like Rylan. People like Eli Hodge stepped in there, Adam Hodson stepped in there and did their job for us and got us that big win and got us into the championship for the first time in school history, winning that Battle of Waterloo bracket.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, like you talked about, action resumes for your team in the new year with a makeup duel with Webster City and Hampton-Dumont Cal coming up tomorrow night at Webster City High School. We've got another NCC try on Thursday night with Clear Lake and Humboldt, two really good programs that are coming into Clarion on Tuesday night. You got the Glen Brand duels at home on Saturday, and then action just continues. It just starts coming, you know, it's kind of coming in waves in terms of the action. You got a quad duel duel with Don Bosco, St. Ed's and Charles City. Next week, got the Doc Carr duels as well over in New Hampton the following Saturday. Just looking at the schedule now, beginning to ramp up in terms of duel action and tournaments, you know, like I said, kind of coming in waves. What are some things that you and the staff are looking for from this group as you head into the new year in the second half of the season?
Yeah, the big key, Quinn, is we got to get our guys down to their normal weight class is what they plan on wrestling at the district tournament. So those guys are going to be cutting some weights down. I know that we have Dawson Byer and Colin Sesker going down as well as Easton Byer going down a weight class. So that's the main thing, getting those kids down to our normal weight so they get a feel for and they get their weight under control to get to that spot in the lineup. Also, too, the big meets coming up this week. As you said, we have two tough competitors tomorrow night. Then we go Thursday with Humboldt's always a tough competitor, and Clear Lake has three or four really good kids in their lineup. But then the big one comes on Saturday as number two Decorah comes to town. So that's going to be I would have to say that might be for the number one seed in the regional duel and possibly state duels, Quinn. That match will be huge against Decorah come Saturday. That'll be the last match in our duel tournament on Saturday. But we also have some good teams coming in with Ballard, West Marshall, Hampton Dumont coming back over, and also I'm trying to think of the last team that's in there. I can't think about it off the top of my tongue right now, but I think that tournament's going to be tough. But that big meet against Decorah is going to be huge. Like I said, that's going to determine probably number one seed in the state duels.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week beginning tomorrow night with Webster City and Hampton Dumont Cal.
Thank you very much, Quinn. Thanks for all your great coverage. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Corey Yoder, the head wrestling coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowboys here on our Coach Speak program as we are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.